famous Bert. When the Maris family took in the orphan boy, they never could have imagined that someday little Bert would become the most powerful man in the world. N.C. Maris had some memories of the young boy.
When Bert came to us, my wife told him she cut the other boy's hair and she might just as well cut his hair too. He told her to go ahead. After she finished, he asked, "Ma'am, how much do I owe?" Now, Mother, she can be something of a tease. She looked him up and down and pronounced, "Well, I did a mighty fine job. I guess a quarter would be about right." Slowly, very slowly, he reached in his trouser pocket and produced a single quarter, all the money he had in the world, and handed it to her. She laughed, told him it was a joke and to keep his money. But that was Bert. He was a real serious kid. He did his chores faithfully, milked the cow, fed the pigs, mucked manure out of the stalls, brought in the wood. After his work was done, he would stick his nose in a book. He was a bookworm and read good books.
In school, Bert was an excellent student. After graduating from high school, he enrolled at Stanford University and earned a degree in mining engineering. He traveled the world managing various mining operations and became a millionaire several times over. In 1929, Bert, better known as Herbert C. Hoover, was sworn in as the 31st President of the United States.